got a sweaty mullet.
Did you see his back?
Yeah, like, no, I'm saying, like, the sweaty mullet goes all the way down the butt crack.
All right, guys, so we are live.
Oh, are we?
When did we go live?
We're live now.
On that note.
We were talking about a recorded WWF match. We were not talking about somebody in the store.
First of all, this is the Effort Breeze podcast. We are here at Battlegrounds Games and Comics in Dalton, Georgia on Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Day. So
I'm Claudius, and I got Chris here,
Hi.
Jamie, and we have a special guest.
All the way from Chattanooga.
Yeah, man.
I live in Red Bank, Tennessee.
Thanks for coming out.
Red Bank.
All the way from Red Bank, Tennessee.
Dude, thanks for coming out and hanging out with us.
No problem. This is a cool place. I like it here.
Yeah. Shout out to Battlegrounds for having us again for the third time.
At least third.
It's like the fifth time.
Yeah, so thank you, Mike, Jason, Turry, everybody else.
Turry.
So we came in early and we got free comic books because we wanted to get them before the table was clean.
Free comics.
So many.
There was a lot. Yeah, and they let you get 10. So if you guys are like listening,
and it looks like they restacked it too.
Yeah, there's like
Did they really?
Like, I feel like I need to walk over there.
I think they might just be like
you
bringing out
the
more
podcast
of the same.
Yeah, let's go ahead and leave doing podcasts.
If you see any Avengers or Marvel stuff, let me know.
Yeah, no, totally. You know, dude.
He's gonna leave the podcast, I'm gonna make it worthwhile.
He's not leaving the
make
podcast.
It worthwhile. What do I get from it? I drove myself.
You get to leave.
Jeez, guys, let's be nice.
I'm monitoring our feed. It looks like it's kind of low res, but I think I'm okay with the way it looks. Sorry, guys. If it looks low res, it could be the Wi-Fi or something.
Yeah, that's
here.
It. It could be some years later.
Blame the Wi-Fi.
Shut up. So what comics did you guys get? Would you go to the table? Like, what'd you go get first? Did you go like with a game plan when you got in here?
Well, I had no idea what was gonna be the free comics. So,
God,
like,
damn it, Ryan.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I just openly looked at it. I was free minded. I didn't have an ambition.
Yeah, I also did not research this.
I had ambition.
I had ambition too.
Did you guys get what you wanted?
I got everything and more, yeah.
Oh, and more.
Yeah.
Dude,
more.
The fact that they let you get 10.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
Like,
I didn't get any of the Marvel stuff, but you know, that was going to go day one anyways. If you're not here right at the store open, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
But I did come in and got the Power Rangers when I was looking for. I got
Same here.
Some Legend of Korra. I've got an Overwatch. Nice. I got some The Tick.
Nice.
Oh, you got The Tick? Nice.
Yep. And then I don't remember. I wound up with like 13 or 14 because Ryan gave me some of his. Since he didn't want to use all 10.
Right.
But I got a lot of free comic books.
Yeah, Jamie hooked me up too, so thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, me and Jamie are givers.
We are.
We're takers.
All right, Jamie, what did you get?
She's like, well, I got the Disney Princess one. And I got this Tank Girl one. Looked
nice.
Pretty cool.
Tank Girl is pretty cool.
And then there was, what was that other one I showed you? That was like 80s.
It was like a murder mystery type.
Something
one?
Like that.
Yeah,
it looked pretty
it
cool. I
can't
know what it's called now though.
That looked pretty awesome.
I have a terrible memory though, so.
It's okay.
There was like 7 of them though.
Yeah, there was a lot of them
that
you
I got.
Got.
Yeah.
Ryan's like watching Rustic right now. He looks so entertained.
Sorry, they're dumping like so it's like from the 90s, and this guy in
like
overall
trough
just
food.
Yeah, just dumped like a bucket of like.
Like
water
food?
And like
oh.
lettuce
oh,
and like all sorts of like stuff you
girl.
Stuff you would.
But she's like having like a fit.
On a
like,
girl's head.
I think she just broke up with him like in the ring.
Oh,
because like
one
he
of
was
those.
Talking to her and she and then he
what
started
are you
like crying.
Lips? How, do you, how are you picking that up?
I know how are you getting. He's making.
Well,
the story.
when you consider, yeah. First of all, I'm making up the story as I go.
Yeah,
based
okay.
on the visual clues.
You
and
have
let's
to do
just all remember that. Wrestling is like soap operas for guys.
Yeah, so it's a pretty simple, you know, plan A to plan B.
I like
there.
To fill out with wrestling a long but, time ago, though, because I'm just leaning like that.
I think
I just want to point out that Terry got Zaxby's and didn't want to go with us.
What?
Just saying.
Didn't he have to do work? Well, it looks like he got his to go while we ate there, though. So,
still.
In his defense.
Why are you defending Terry?
Oh, there's Mankind.
Because we like Terry.
Oh, Mankind's
you don't
on here.
Know Terry.
No, I don't know Terry.
Are you defending him?
I know.
What is that?
That's some messed up ish. But Mankind's on the TV now,
son
so that's
of
pretty
a
sick.
Bitch. What happened, man? He's supposed to go get Zaxby's with us.
Yeah.
Do you not like us, Terry? Terry doesn't like us this time, guys. Terry, come say hi.
Do I need to apologize? Because I'm not going to. You gotta be louder.
Hello.
That nice baritone voice.
Hello. Hey, Terry, are we gonna get some Conway today?
What? Conway.
Come on, man.
Let's do Mickey Mouse.
I think I heard that the other day on Facebook.
Conway Twitty.
You're streaming something.
Yeah, he's singing some Conway occasionally.
Really? Huh?
Instagram. There you go. Yeah. That was good. Terry's gonna do his Mickey Mouse for us later.
Sick.
Jeez. Hold him to it.
Hell yeah. All right, Ryan, what'd you get?
My own personal, I just got the Power Rangers one for my personal one because I wanted to.
Did you get like a Simpsons one or something?
I did get, no. Claudia's pointing out the Simpsons one. Okay, so I got the Simpsons one, but I picked up some other things for like my friends.
You're just a giver.
I got the Bob's Burger ones for Charles.
Oh, yeah, I got the
Bob's Burger one too.
And
I think you have Bob's Burgers also.
I got the Cora one for my friend Alyssa because I think she'll like that one.
Cool.
So, other than that, yeah, it was just mostly Chris.
He's a giver. I'm a taker.
But I got the Power Rangers one, which I'm pretty stoked about. I was, like, looking if he had more of the, like, Shattered Grid, because I think that's the first.
Well, I think you said that. I don't think there's 25 of them out.
There's 26.
I don't think so. I think it's the Power Rangers, and then, like, that started a story.
Chris is, like, some matter of
really?
Fact. I don't think so.
Well, because 25 would mean that they've been going for, like, 2 years on this thing.
They have been going for 2 years.
No, the Shattered Grid.
No, they've been going for, like, a year. Shattered Grid started last year.
I don't think there's 25 issues of Shattered Grid.
I saw the latest one. I thought it said it was 26.
Yes, but I think it's Power Rangers, and that's the 26th issue of Power Rangers, and Shattered Grid is the story arc that they're calling it.
Are you sure about that,
Chris? That
I could be wrong.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue it.
I mean, Chris does know his Power Rangers.
I mean, to be honest,
I know my comics.
I was about to say, I don't read, but
tuned out like midway, so I was just being a jerk.
Savage.
Yeah, you know, that's just how I am. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 21 savage.
Let's Google it.
No.
I think we need to get into the real meat of the podcast.
No, it's a teaser thing. It's not a movie. It was sick.
I mean, free comic book day.
Okay.
Yeah,
is the shit.
Shattered Grid is the shit.
Sorry, Shattered Grid is a 2018 crossover story event created by the staff of Boom Studios and Saban, which coincided with both the 25th anniversary of Power Rangers and the commemoration of 25 issues of Boom's comic. So it starts with that one.
It starts with number 26, then.
So disappointing.
I thought it was Saban.
I think it starts with 25.
Saban.
Is that how you say that right?
Isn't that pronounced
Saban? Nope.
I don't know.
Right?
I know it's Saban.
No, it's Saban, dude. Come on.
Yeah, it's totally Saban.
It's Satan.
Yeah, Saban.
So wait, Chris. What'd he say?
He said it's Saban.
Okay.
I can't agree
with
him.
I'm 1,000% on this one.
I think it's Saban.
Yeah, it is Saban. I was giving it to you.
So is the issue 26 the first one then?
No, 25 is.
Son of a bitch.
Because it commemorates the 25th anniversary and the 25th issue.
Okay.
And that's when it starts.
Okay.
Ryan's like, okay.
Okay. No. I just needed to make sure.
Like, I kind of have interest in there, but then I kind of don't.
He's like, I don't care anymore, really.
Okay.
Well,
you could start on 25 and you'd be good.
If they put it in, like, to a graphic novel thick book, I'll buy it.
They will.
Okay,
but
cool.
It'll be, like, a year down the road after they've
That's fine. It takes me about a year to read a book.
Dude, I hate reading. Can you talk about that for a second? How much reading sucks?
Oh, I hate reading, too.
That's why you get comics.
No, you still got to read in comics.
Yeah, but you have pictures to keep you.
Yeah, that...
Keep you interested.
It gets me there.
Am I the only person that likes reading?
I like reading.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I mean, in all fairness, I do audiobooks mostly now because I listen to them from work. But I do have books on my Kindle that I read.
Do you have, like, Autricity or whatever it's called?
Audacity.
Audacity.
No, because I do have Audacity, but that's actually for recording. Yeah. I believe you mean Audible.
Audible, that's what it is. Yeah, Audible.
So you don't have Autricity.
You like how I messed
Autricity.
Up and I still them.
It's a listen to books on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Audible.
Audible.
Do you guys know... I forgot what to say. Anyway, sorry.
I don't know that, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Totally went blank on that.
It's all good.
All good.
Mankind's shoving his hand down somebody's throat and killing them on TV right now.
It's scripted. It's okay.
We should tell people what's going on in store right now. All right, so we got some board games going on over there, as usual.
Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, Magic maybe. I know Terry loves that. Terry Smith is a big Magic the Gathering fan. He's not paying attention.
Oh, he's not? Neither am I.
What else? What else we got going on? Oh, we snagged something cool from Aaron Davis. He's an artist that's selling some of his artwork here. So I got a Deadpool and Colossus mashup.
We will
really
take
cool.
a picture of that and put on Facebook before we give it away.
Yeah. Yeah, we got giveaways. We have questions that you can answer and get stuff. So if you're listening.
Free.
Yeah, for free. Just answer the question. And I think Terry's going to probably get this one, though.
Mickey Mouse wins.
Yeah, Mickey wins, not Terry.
That's pretty good, Mickey.
That's a really good Mickey.
Yeah.
So Aaron has a cool Boba Fett, which is really awesome. It's like a how big would you say that painting is? It's pretty big. Big enough for a wall.
Two by four?
It's like 12-12 or something. 12.
It's 2x4.
You think it's bigger?
I don't know.
2x4.
2 foot by 4 foot.
And then he has
there's no depth.
And then he has a rick.
It's a 2x2x2.
12 inches?
No.
And then there's a cool Louise here.
Like this big.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're just talking about measurements now. This is the measurements podcast.
It might be 24 by 36.
Next month we'll cover the metric system. Yeah.
That's closer.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah.
That's more.
Look, men always tend to overjudge things.
I underjudge.
Okay, so Ryan underjudges.
12 by 12.
Oh, man. All right, Ryan.
Yeah. What's up?
Ryan's rocking the Kendama USA t-shirt.
Any
updates on new Damas coming out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, my buddy's company just made, like, these really cool newer ones. They're, like, they're bigger, but they're not as big, so you can use them in competition. So they're pretty sweet. They're called the Prefect. But it looks like it's spelled perfect. And I asked him about that. He's like, no, it's Prefect. And I was just like, but it looks like it's spelled perfect.
Yeah, Prefect.
Yeah, but it's pronounced different. I don't know. I thought it was kind of weird. But I thought it was cool, though.
I can see that being kind of weird.
But, yeah, no, those are really sick, and I'm really excited to snag one of those.
Hey, Ryan, your eyes are perfect.
Oh, stop.
I know, girl.
Tell me stuff I don't know.
Yeah.
Trying to impress me in that way.
Okay. Shattered Grid started with issue 25.
That is something I just learned, so... Yeah.
So, we watched Infinity War for a second time last night, and I really want to talk about it.
Okay.
Because it was in 3D. And Terry, you can chime in
like
if you
want. Terry
wants
to talk.
Yeah. Totally.
He's
come
got
over.
Words to say.
Totally come over when you get done, Terry. Who you want first? Chris, go first.
Oh, I loved it. I gave it a 10 out of 10. I can't think of anything wrong with the movie. We will, of course, discuss things. But that's just my general impression. It is a complete roller coaster ride. Hits you in the feels.
Hits you in the feels.
You think the hero's going to be on that incredible journey, then bam, he's gone. You think that one's going to be there, and then bam, she's back.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all really wonky.
Spoilers, too, by the way, guys. Sorry. Jamie, what about you?
I really enjoyed it. It actually made me cry.
Oh.
And I stayed awake both times.
That was amazing. If a movie can do that,
she really
deserves an Oscar.
She stayed awake. Stayed awake
and
twice.
I went to a 9:45 showing. Mm-hmm. So
she did.
Damn.
On a work night. Or a work day.
I was off.
Wait, I was about to say, you guys saw it last night.
She slept
it's
all day
Saturday.
And then went to go see the movie.
I definitely did not sleep all day because I was working on our website.
Oh, she was.
So she slept
all day. Yes.
And that... That's released today.
It is, yeah.
Still
that's because live
work in
pretty
progress,
much. Yeah, definitely work in progress. But
don't
stuff,
judge me too harshly.
But this stuff for you guys to look at, epicbrewspodcast.com. Sweet. Nice.
Woo.
That's actually a huge milestone.
Yeah, I was about
yeah,
to say.
It's pretty exciting.
Because we've had this thing 100 episodes on the website, and we haven't done that till now.
Yeah.
Well, it was originally 100 likes. And we'll
100
get a
likes.
Site, and then we got that, and we got like 200, and it's like 100 episodes, and we'll get a website.
Speaking of 200 likes, we have a Facebook, guys, so show us some love if you like the podcast.
If you don't, keep quiet.
A coffee page.
We have a coffee page.
If you would like to help us support this podcast.
Yes.
Coffee page.
Any little bit helps.
Buy some coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's ko-fi.com.
Yeah.
KO.
/ Epic Bruce Podcast. So, yeah.
Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Any little bit helps.
East Finch.
Because it's expensive.
It is expensive. Some updates are, we are on Spotify. Got approved for Spotify.
Spotify.
Which is cool.
Which
you
now you can pretty much hear us
everywhere. Yeah, any,
yeah,
like all the mainstream places.
Which,
yeah,
is pretty exciting.
So we got Google Play. Boom. We got Spotify.
Boom. iTunes.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And what else? Podcast Addict.
iTunes.
And
I just said that.
Yeah. And SoundCloud and audio.
Going over them all, so
I just... Wait, I thought you were getting rid of SoundCloud.
We actually kept it just because of the analytics.
Mm. Audio Boom.
We have Audio Boom, though.
Oh, okay.
So. Nice. But, yeah, we need to find a way to get, like, better analytics, though. That's still a battle.
We can look at the website stuff together.
That's true.
At those analytics.
Okay, cool, cool. But, yeah, the website is up and live in these episodes. You guys can listen to from the website. So check it out. Listen if you like it. Comment on Facebook.
And if you would like to see stuff on the website, you know, like, let me know.
Yeah. I'm not sure there's a comment section yet on the website.
There's not.
No.
But we can make one. If
there's,
you guys
also
have stuff to share.
Access to our email. So we can,
yeah, email us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hit up Chris at...
Yeah, hit up Chris at...
Chris Evans at gmail.com.
At biglovin.
biglovin.edu.
.edu.
Yeah, I love those EDUs.
Educationally.
Yeah. I could teach a thing or two.
Oh, okay. So, okay, Infinity War. We got Chris and Jamie.
Oh, what's a? Oh, so we're gonna talk about? Yeah, we're gonna
what'd
talk
you think
about
it.
Yeah. I thought it was cool. Like, I enjoyed it.
You son of a bitch. Just cool.
Wait.
That's it. No.
No, I thought it was really cool.
And there's the judgment.
I thought it was. I don't know. I really don't have like too much to say about it because like I know there's like a second half.
Yeah,
so I kind of want to, like, I don't know, like, everything I saw, I dug. Like, you know, like, I don't complain about it, but I also didn't read the comics, so I can't really say shit. But...
Yeah, yeah.
It was
just
cool.
Just based on the movie.
Yeah, just based on the movie, like, it was really cool. It kept me, like, the pacing of the movie. If you want to talk about, like, movie standpoint, yeah, let's go. Like, found out that it was shot in 70. That's awesome. That is so sick.
Shot in 70.
But, like, the whole movie, like, the pacing of it was really good. I did have, like, one problem with one of the CGIs at the end, like, with Mark Ruffalo.
It actually didn't look bad.
It did.
The
did.
Second time.
It did?
I noticed it. It worked, looked worse
it looked
the second
bad.
Time, yeah.
Wait, how did the Thor's yeah. body at the beginning look?
Thor looked... Oh, he still annoyed me with the hands moving. And
yeah,
the,
it still looked kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you doing that? But
I didn't notice that. What you got?
I
probably need to watch
that.
It a third time, I guess.
I watched I noticed the first time, I'm like, that's a really bad back scene actor, and then it turns out that it's him. I'm like, oh.
And I didn't notice the bad CG with Hulk either, so maybe I'm just overlooking all
these
things.
It's the when he's in the Hulk Buster, and you see, like, his Mark Ruffalo's head
yeah,
sticking
he,
out.
He's not moving.
Little...
It's at the end when, like, they're holding Vision's body.
Okay.
And his head is just, like, because think Thanos just, like, ripped off the helmet or whatever, and, like... It's just Mark Ruffalo's head and then the Hulk body.
I need to watch it again.
There's two scenes where that happens, and it looks kind of...
I only noticed that one scene.
It's one of those things where it's like you can tell where they put all their money into the CGI effects from, like, Thanos and his team.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the end, you're like...
Mark Ruffalo gets the bear end.
Well, but you're sitting there because of the Hulk Buster looks amazing until they take the helmet off.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just one of those things where it's like at that point you're hoping the audience is just kind of so emotionally drained you're not gonna worry about it. To be honest.
It is kind of funny because I was kind of like at the end I was just like not emotionally drained, but I was just like, yeah, that was a good movie. Like I'm drained, I'm done. Like. Two and a half some hour movie, yeah.
So not to cut you off, but I think Terry brought his Terry Folds to share.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna share Terry Folds with us, huh?
Oh, this is getting to be interesting.
Well, that's not about your Infinity War.
Yes, they go over your head. Yes, yes, we took them. Yes.
They're borrowed.
Oh, borrowed.
With or without permission?
Without.
All right, Terry.
So what are we talking about?
Infinity War. Impression? Like, what did you think of it?
Are we talking about it
give
candidly,
us, give
or
give
do
us
we need
spoilers.
To...
Nope, give it candid.
Spoilers are cool.
What's your opinion?
It's trash.
Oh, wow.
No,
okay.
I'm lying. It's
I was about to say, you were, like, one in, like, 7
really good.
Billion people that would think that.
What bothered you the most? Was it Bucky, Vision, or Peter Parker?
Oh, Peter Parker.
Okay. Because yeah. Maggie
oh,
is the
mean
first
like
one, you know,
because
that, like, you know, the
yeah.
first one was like, whoa, you know, so.
The first one was, it was one of those things, yeah, like, okay, you see it, the second one.
It was shocking.
I noticed you didn't, you just say, you said Bucky.
Peter.
Vision.
Vision and Peter. Okay. Vision was shocking in the fact that just, like, he died, but you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
and he did, yeah. And then, but you missed, the one that shocked me the most, and it was just not, it wasn't emotional impact, it was just a, oh my god, I can't believe they chose that character. Black Panther. And that's because of everything that was hyped up on the movie for Black Panther, and then all of a sudden, you're, and like, none of the big three die, but he does, and it was really weird, because we were talking about it, and I was like, on Friday, and I was like, or on Saturday, and I was like, there's no way, like, because we were talking about like who we thought was going to die before we saw it. I was like, there's no way Black Panther's going to die because, you know, we would have heard something about it because, you know, everybody would have been up in arms because, you know, how much they were with Black Panther. And when I watched the movie, I'm like, nobody said a thing. I'm like, that's kind of surprising.
Well, his character's not as established, I guess, too.
Yeah.
You
know? I know. I'm just saying, and like, as fast as everybody was like, oh, it's the greatest movie of all time.
And
it's the
us alpha nerds, we know, like, the end. Like, the end game end. You know, like every, you know, but the
everybody
word,
dies.
Yeah, like everybody dies, but
wink,
it's never,
you
permanent.
Know, right?
Yeah. No, Loki was shocking for me because I love Loki,
okay.
But then Peter Parker made me cry.
Really? Is it because he was like a little kid
oh
about
my God.
It?
It was,
he was like
so
such a child.
Like sad.
Like a
that was
child.
Sad. Okay.
It was terrible. Like that. That's the only spot I cried.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go, Mr. Stark.
It was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just started boohooing.
Really? Like the sobbing in the theater. Like, do you think he's like okay? So you know, in the comics, me and Trevor, who works here, we've been talking about it. You know, in the comics, he he's got like this. It's like in the movie, if he were a D&D character. He would be like lawful evil because he has like a
Thanos.
Yeah,
yeah. That would be his personality, I would say.
Right. Whereas in the comics, he's like chaotic evil, you know, because he's doing all of this just to impress Death and like try to win her favor, you know. And there's none of that in the movie. Like dialing it back a little bit and this and that. You know, there's no Mephisto or whatever.
Yeah, there's no real reason.
Right.
Other than he wants to. He's honestly thinking it's an altruistic.
For the greater good.
Which I think makes him a better villain because you would understand the reasoning behind like, what he's doing. Like, you may not agree with it, but you can understand, like, he legitimately thinks he's doing the right thing.
Right.
Like, kind of like Lex Luthor.
Right.
Trying to find a way to stop Superman.
There's that, and then, like, you know, in the comics, you know how that plays out in the long run. But with it, in the movies, you know, at the ends, it's like is he retired? I mean, is he like, my work here is done? You know?
I mean, that's pretty much what he said he was going to do. If he succeeded, he was just going to watch the sunset rise on a great universe.
So. Right. So that's what I'm wondering. Like, if like, in the next movie, will it be, like, more of a conquest type thing, or is it just like the Avengers show up and like while he's like farming one day?
Actually, that he's not going to be the big bad in the fourth one. It's going to be more the Celestials being the big bads.
What?
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting twist to see how that plays out.
I don't like that.
I mean, but it actually makes sense with the way the storyline was going because they ended pretty much the first three issues of Infinity Gauntlet. Was played out in this movie, and then in the last three, the elders of the universe and the Celestials and all that do show up.
Yeah, but they're good guys. They're like, "Whoa, Thanos, this is getting out of hand."
Right,
but
this could be a potential way of like, my thought process is that they see everything that's going on, and they might be like trying to determine if Earth's worth keeping in the universe.
Fair,
because they have caused all this trouble, and they're the ones that let Thanos have the Infinity Stones.
What do you think about? What do you think about Peter Dinklage playing a dwarf?
Oh, I loved it.
Yep.
I loved it.
Yeah, that was pretty meta.
I hate that. I really wanted them to like make them actual dwarves and like doing it the old-fashioned way instead of in a giant space station kind of thing.
Right.
But I loved it because I'm sitting there going, everybody was like, we kind of can reveal who his character is. I'm like, I don't want to know. I'm going to wait until it plays out. And then when he shows up, I'm like.
I was hoping he'd be MODOK.
I was really hoping so, too. And he could potentially still voice him later on, but
right.
I just love, like, he's a dwarf that's bigger than everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Do you want to get in on this, Claudius?
Oh, you done messed up.
Done dead.
No, you've done it.
You've done it. Messed it up.
You did it for keeps.
Claudius, you want to take my place and say your piece? Here.
Was it rude of me just to sit down here? Be honest.
Oh, it was, but, you know, we were okay with that. We love you on this thing, man. It's like part of your, yeah. It's part of your charm.
They're going into manners.
Don't take this the wrong way. But with your hair like that, if you can get some, like, fake arm, metal arm looking things, you should be Peter Dinklage's character for Halloween.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh.
Sweet.
You got the hair already.
Oh, God.
What? Jamie, let me use her mic, so now I feel like I'm important again.
Thanks, James. She gonna chill out.
So where do we leave off, Spidey? Fucking Spidey arms.
Give us your opinion on the movie. Well, you want to give us your general
opinion? Oh, did you like that?
Oh, the shit. Yeah. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, I like how the suit, it's not like, you know, it's not like autonomous or anything, but
yeah.
It's reactive.
Yeah, which is, so cool.
I don't know about the nanotechnology, though. The nanobots, it's weird. That was bad.
Well, and like I was telling him, it's like, that's the peak of, like, Tony Stark's ingenuity. Like, he literally made a suit that could do whatever he wanted to.
Yeah. Well, then they weaponize it, though, and they shut mutants down with it.
Right, that's true.
Wait, so did he have the core put back into his body? I was very confused about that.
It was just on his shirt, I think.
It's just for show now.
Yeah, it's just part of the shirt, like the Iron Man symbol thing.
Yeah, they really didn't. Okay,
I was, like, very confused about that at first. Yeah. I just thought about that. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
But overall, though, I love the movie. I mean, I watched it twice in, like, you know, 2 weekends or whatever, but there's nothing I can really complain about. I thought it was really good. I like Tom Holland more this movie in Spider-Man. Like, he's kind of coming into his own a little bit now. And the scene when he's, like, swinging around New York City, man, that was, like, classic Spidey. Like, every time I see it, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he's actually doing it. You know, it just looks really cool. It was really cool. And seeing like, him and Iron Man just fight on the same screen, and then you have like Hulk trying to get out but being scared because Thanos took him to school on that
like,
one.
When Loki's like, we have a hell.
I know, yeah, yeah.
Ebony Maw? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like, yeah.
That is so awesome.
That is insane.
Well, it was hilarious because like it was the Power Stone wasn't really being used because it didn't lit up at all during the fight, so it's like that was just a.
Yeah, that was just him. Yeah.
Like, who knew Thanos was like such a
dude?
Like,
yeah.
Like he could just throw down.
Well, yeah, and then he's like trained. He's like a boxer who's like may not look as bad as the next guy, but he's got more skill, got more speed.
Yeah, he was a lot faster, I noticed, than Hulk was. Like, what doesn't Hulk get like stronger as he gets angrier? Like, what is going on?
Get faster, like when your muscles are so big.
Yeah.
Like Thanos has like muscles, but he's got like the speed.
I feel like Hulk was like tired that day or something. I don't know.
He's a Golden Glove boxer.
He was, pretty much. I mean, if you think about it, it's not necessarily the ones with the biggest muscles that win, but those can have that speed, too.
Ryan, who's your favorite character in Infinity War? Because you watched it once, right?
Yeah, I only watched it once.
Do you have, a favorite that stuck out to you?
He loved Peter Quill.
The most hated hero in that movie.
Is that Peter Quill?
Is he?
Most people
I mean, because
don't
he
oh, because he messed, because he messed up the whole plan.
Pretty much.
Oh man, when Gamora died, I started crying.
Oh, did you really?
I did. I love her. She's
she's awesome.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
But in like the movie wise, I don't know. I thought the whole movie was pretty badass in general.
So you have a favorite hero?
I started liking Doctor Strange. Maybe I should rewatch it.
Yeah.
Because, like, after watching it, I was just like, man, he's such a dick. Like, I did not like him in his solo movie.
It's cool seeing him and Tony go back and forth.
Yeah, like, see, I would say the pun or the comment back, those were really funny with each other.
I was about to say, like, I think in the first one, he plays against, like, respectable characters mm-hmm. who, like, aren't going to pull that douchebag move.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he's, like, he kind of matches the personality of the person he's talking to.
That makes sense.
So he's, like, very respectful. And then, like, Tony's, like, you know, hey, you're selling tickets to something or whatever. Are you like your balloon animals? And like,
yeah.
Just like, you know what? If you're gonna talk to me like that, and you're not gonna respect me. Screw you.
Yeah, because when Spidey talked to him, he was pretty like respectful to Peter Parker and stuff like that. So that's true. And he asked Tony like, how's his head fit in that helmet?
Well, I like too that he has seen all of it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like before the snap.
Yeah.
I mean, he's seen all of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, what, it was 14 million different
It was crazy. Yeah. It was a crazy amount. Yeah.
And then he knows. Like, he knows it's coming.
It's the only way that they could win.
That's what he says, too. You know, he's like, I've seen them all. And it's like out of 14 million or something.
Yeah, it was a crazy number.
Possibility. My one complaint, since you're bringing that up, you know how, like, Thanos, like, reversed, like, a vision, like, from dying or whatever?
Yeah.
Why didn't Strange just do the same thing with, like...
Well, it's like Gandalf. You know, Gandalf could win. I mean
yeah, if he sent the eagles to go, you know, carry... Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you know...
They'd be shot down by Sauron.
Like, Gandalf could save the day immediately.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You gotta let it happen. And that's when, again, you know, the cosmic beings at the end of the book, you know, eternity is like...
I mean, I could stop him, but...
Right, yeah.
It's not really my code.
Yeah.
You
know,
yeah, when they were talking about that, when the tribunal was like, well, Thanos is a force of nature, he's evolution, so
yeah.
I'm just going to let it play its course.
Speaking of, like, okay, so you know Apocalypse, his, like, M.O. is survival of the fittest.
Right.
And, like, obviously mutants
are
the fittest.
Right.
So I was thinking about it, like, Apocalypse, Thanos, and Darkseid. Out of those three, which two? Like, if Thanos had the Infinity Stone, which one would be like, yeah, I'm about that?
With or without the Infinity Stone?
If Thanos had the Gauntlet.
Okay. Oh, he.
I think Darkseid would be like, yes. And Apocalypse, I don't think Apocalypse would like it.
I don't think he would either. Yeah.
There's no chance.
Right.
Yes. And it's also, it's not survival of the fittest, he's just the one that got the best weapon.
Right.
So it's not even like natural selection. It's,
right.
You know, augmented reality.
Right.
How are you guys seeing the sequel playing out as of the team we have left and everyone who's fallen? Like, how you see
Wait,
that
so
going?
Who's left? I need to remember who's left.
Cap, Thor, Iron Man, Nebula, Rocket, War Machine, and I can't remember.
Falcon?
Okoye? Black Panther's second.
Yeah, Denise.
Oh, she. Okay.
And Hulk. Actually, the entire original.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they kept the original.
Wait, is Black Widow still around?
Yeah. Which is kind of cool. Yeah, she's still there, too.
Black Panther's sister is still around?
That's the question that I had. Like, the Shuri.
She should be.
But they didn't show her die, so I guess she's. Okay. I'm assuming she's still there. Because, I mean, she's a pretty big character, so they wouldn't show her if she was going to die.
She should be.
Yeah. Ryan has a crush on Shuri.
Everywhere. I do.
I think about it sitting here, and like Peter Parker's just sad because he's a kid. He's legitimately terrified.
Yeah.
Whereas like Vision is like, it's like, whew.
Right.
Well, at least it was with, you know, with love.
Exactly.
You know, and then it's just like,
boom. Explode.
Dude, I was thinking, could you imagine being Vision that moment he comes back and Thanos is like standing in front of
him? Would he have recollection though?
I don't know.
It's literally like that's what powers his, his physical form, you know, his body.
But but if you remember, like the person you love is the one doing it, and then you come back and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're like, what? Because
that would
like,
be kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Her, and then all of a sudden she changes.
Exactly.
Like, oh god.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think his brain is in like the Wakanda files, so he's still there somewhere. They're gonna put him in a new vibranium.
That'd be nice.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, his body is fine. He's a robot.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're gonna upgrade him. I'm sure he's going to get in there and upgrade.
I loved it, though, when he pulled the stone out. Like, all those, like,
it kind of cracked. Like, yeah.
He pulled, like, the wires and stuff.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how cool Wanda was? She's badass, man. Her scenes were pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Like, she's coming into her own, for real.
When
they
were in Scotland, those entire fight scenes, those were pretty cool.
She's holding it down by herself, really, when you think about it.
She's the only mutant.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're like miracles, right? In this universe.
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
Reset everything.
That was a bit weird when she meets her brother again.
It was. Yeah, I didn't know.
Is he gonna come back in the second one? You think?
No.
He's dead.
Lame, yeah, super lame Quicksilver. He's dead for dead.
Super lame Quicksilver.
But the better Quicksilver.
Oh, the Evan Peters one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, you're right. Holy crap.
In the two movies he's been in.
Yeah, you're right about that.
He steals the entire show.
Jamie's face over there. Jamie's like in love with Evan Peters, just so you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. maybe rhyme. I don't know. Well, let me help you out, Chris. These scissor arms are weird.
We're good. I'm just gonna listen.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do it like a lounge singer.
Can you sing us some lounge tunes real quick?
I can.
Do you know any lounge tunes?
You don't want to.
Come on, man. Let me hear some.
No, I'm good.
Let's hear it. Let's hear something.
Bragging over here.
Let's hear some Backstreet Boys acapella.
That's not lounge music.
I know, but that stuff he'll know.
That will be the lounge music of the future.
Pretty sure you don't know what lounge music is.
Hey, Terry, what's the time on that clock right there on the top right window?
35 minutes.
Okay, cool. We're halfway.
Oh, I don't think they're going to bring back
lounge singing. Lounge singing.
X-Men from those movies. I think they'll just redo everything.
Oh, that's so
we'll
cool.
We'll see, because they're not going to stop making those movies.
No, but I think what they can do is because they now have the rights to them, they can reboot it.
They may have the rights.
They may. Okay, if they get the rights to it,
if the they'll reboot it. Allows it.
They will. They'll reboot it, and or they'll when they reset the universe with the Infinity Stones, it'll be like a freak occurrence that, like, all of a sudden, like, between the power of reality and time stones, like, all of a sudden mutants will have started, like, 30 years in the past in this new timeline, and then we'll have established X-Men characters.
If they make them all, like, inhumans, I'm going to be very upset.
Which was a great show.
I haven't watched a minute of it.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Have you watched Legion?
No, I need to watch Legion.
I heard that's
really
a
good
show.
Yeah. It's pretty weird.
I heard the Shadow King shows up at some point.
But it's good. It's supposed to be weird.
He's the bad guy in the first season.
That's what I heard.
They have actually cast Xavier as the bad guy in the second season.
Oh, cool.
Charles. Because you're seeing it from Legion's point of view.
His dad.
Yeah. Who abandoned him.
Yeah.
So Jamie, you want to add something to our podcast real quick? Want to come back over here? Are you sure?
She's like, I'm good.
I've done it too.
Yeah, those arms are weird on the table. What do you guys do for May 4th? Ryan, what did you do? I'm sure you have some epic
tales to tell.
You know
exactly
what I did. Tell us what you did, man.
I woke up at like 8, like I do right before I go to work.
Nice.
Got told we're not going into work today because my coworker didn't want to go in.
Oh.
So watched Star Wars all day yesterday. Got 7 of the 9 done. So
that's 7 of the 9.
Yeah, I got 7. I went chronologically, not numerical. But I got a new idea for next year.
Chronological, you mean like as they released? Like
exactly.
The 70s, yeah.
Exactly.
Which is the way to do it if you're going to introduce somebody to a new.
That is true. But also at the same time, I thought of a new fun way. You know how like people do like fun drinking games? This is kind of like a fun way. You get a Twister spinner and like you put all the different movies on there and then you spin it and then you'll figure out which one you'll watch next.
So you could literally be watching the same movie like 3 times in a
no,
row.
No, obviously you cross it off.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, why would you cross it off?
Obviously.
Why would you watch the same one again?
Why would you watch them completely out of any kind of order?
Because it'd make it fun and different.
Which, what are we?
You can do
watching the same movie 6 times can be fun and different.
You watch Star Wars. But
oh,
like,
gross. Don't watch any of
what? One year? Oh, you a Trekkie? Is that what you're talking about?
Planet of the Apes.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, yeah. I love Planet of the Apes.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun.
Those are the fun ones to watch out of order.
but I'm just saying, like, you always watch like numerical or you watch it chronologically. You can,
yeah,
like it just throws a different wrench in the system. I don't know.
You should do that with somebody who's never seen Star Wars before, and then tell them afterwards. Okay, tell me the story. What happened?
That'd be terrible.
Terrible. Someone's randomly spinning them. I think it's Jamie's.
Yeah, well, this is for people that have watched Star Wars. Like, I watched Star Wars with, like, four people, and, like, they've seen the movies. Fine. You know what? Hey, Terry, you're talking about Planet of the Apes. Let's talk about Planet of the Apes.
No, let's talk about Fortnite.
I've played it a couple times.
I don't like it because a lot of people just want to build and just, like, then you become a target.
See, I don't want to build
it's
because
annoying.
That's like a waste of time.
It's annoying to me.
I like
PUBG better.
All right, so Fortnite, basically your character, and you're on a map with like 60 people or I don't know how many people it is.
100.
Then you have to dive out of an airplane
it's
on this
bus.
Island. Sorry, school bus.
Come on, this is on PC.
You want to do
this is PC
Xbox,
and both of the
stuff.
Like all the game systems.
Well, like, it was on PC before, and then it came over to
all right, Peter, you want to do
I think
this?
They all dropped at the same time, actually.
Anyway.
They're not on like Switch or anything. But you can play on your phone.
Oh, nice.
You can play with people that are on like console on your phone.
That's really cool. Actually. Yeah. Okay. So you get out of a school bus.
And there's different places to land, and you don't have anything. You have like an axe.
Okay.
So you can harvest like brick and wood and this and that, and then you just find like guns laying about. Yeah, it's pretty fun. You don't have to.
I like the PUBG
better.
I like the realistic one a little bit. That one's just way too cartoony for me, Fortnite. I can dig it, though. Like, I like the idea. It's smaller, like a Battle Royale.
Yeah,
that's a good way to describe it.
It's Fortnite Battle Royale.
Yeah.
We'll play it.
How cool is it that we're looking at Marty Jannetty?
Yeah, I was going to ask, who is he? Yeah, I was just wondering.
Tell me, explain to them. That guy is not the other guy in the picture.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know.
I'm like, first of all, there's only one name on there. Secondly,
he's not.
No.
That's me.
No, okay. Yeah, no, that's him for sure.
Dude, that's him.
Yeah, that's awesome, okay. Though.
That's pretty awesome, too.
You can see the look of pure nostalgia on his face.
I was when I was younger. And, like, admittedly, I may have watched 4 years
of wrestling. He's, like, just absolutely happy with it. He's like, I remember that.
That's a lot of wrestling.
Afterwards, I got a hamburger.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, did you ever get those Jordans he wanted? Remember those from last time? It's been a year, man.
And that, yeah, those things are expensive.
I know.
I do have some baby shoe Jordans.
That's what I'm talking about. Those, you want to get, like, big people versions of that, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But, like, it's a legit pair of them, like, $1,500.
Which ones were they again? The red and black?
The original, yeah.
Red and black, yeah.
Yeah, not the black toad, white toad, but they are. Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah.
Is Oddjob in the. I'm still stuck in the wrestling. Is that Oddjob?
Okay, Ryan's not allowed to
Is
say
that a James Bond villain?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Well, not the dude that's in the ring.
But like the
it's
guy that.
On the side.
No, that's not Oddjob.
That's definitely not Oddjob.
What was his name?
Oh, the hat. Yeah, no, that's not him with the cane.
Is that Mr. Fuji? I think it's Mr. Fuji.
No, that's Knobjob, guys.
Knobjob.
That's a completely different type of wrestling.
No, that's his name, though. That's the rest of
Knobjob.
Yeah, Knobjob.
Sounds like a really bad porn name.
I just want to say it's cool. Oh, you were going to ask him?
Yeah, you were going to ask him. He was going to yell right now for Marty Jannetty. Excuse me, Mr. Jannetty.
Hey, he's in the middle of a conversation.
Mr. Jannetty, is that Mr. Fuji?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, okay, Mr. Fuji.
Yeah, of course it is.
Officially, he was there.
Okay.
That's Dr. Fuji. He didn't go to school for 9 years to be Mr. Fuji.
Well, first off, he went to school for 9 years. Oh, man.
I will say they have Turtles in Time.
Well, usually,
it would be like coming out here for.
Well, we unplugged it too.
I know.
Yeah, I was walking
you all day long. It would just be like Pizza Power,
which actually would like his back.
My toes.
Just nonstop.
I was getting stoked. I was gonna go to a bank and get some cash to play it.
I just kicked the table because I was laughing at Terry's.
I have a key. I'll just open the thing up.
Let's plug it back. Yeah, let's plug it.
Terry, can you help me? Can you hook it up later?
Yeah, man.
All right, sweet.
Cool.
We get a VIP treatment at Bellagio.
Yeah.
So it's Cinco de Mayo. Any fun plans after you guys close down?
For me, no.
No.
I don't know. If Marty Jannetty wants to go out and get drunk, I'll go with him. But other than that, no.
That would be a good time.
That would be pretty.
Anytime we have events that I have to go work at,
yeah.
I don't sleep. I'll sleep for like 2 hours.
Oh,
you know,
why? Because of
nervous.
Like.
I'm just hype. No, I'm not hype. Nervous. I'm just like super.
Yeah.
You're not nervous, but.
With Marty, this is the second time me and Marty hung out. Today I bought 3 cookies at Zaxby's. I had one. That adorable little girl over there had one, and Marty Jannetty had the other.
Aww.
The three of us are connected for life.
I'm glad you gave the adorable little girl
a cookie.
Huh? That's awesome. Yeah.
So.
Do you know?
Wait, what kind of cookie was it though?
Yeah.
What kind of cookie was it?
Yeah.
White chip macadamia nut.
Ooh, that's a good friendship cookie.
Yeah.
It's got so many mixtures of different things.
Yeah.
And we got 3 generations: the older, the modern.
We can share a mic. We have.
I do have a question though. For that flux capacitor, what is that, like a clock or something over there? I haven't been in front of it yet.
It's really just like some spark plugs, some LED lights.
Oh, so you just made it, huh?
No, I didn't make it. Somebody made it. I mean, I could make it.
I'm not doubting that. I'm just like,
how much would you charge?
Thank you. I'm not the only one calling him out.
I wasn't calling him out. I'm just saying it was cool.
Well, you didn't choose to sit between the two of us.
Right? I'm just on both sides. I'm just never.
We're talking about Terry making us a flux capacitor. How much would you charge to make it?
Nothing. If you bought me all the things to make it, I would make you a flux capacitor.
Would you make him a list of things that you need?
Would you check it twice?
I would check it twice.
I would.
All right. We got it. And then we'll double everything and you can make me one.
I recently got a Dremel tool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
They are fun.
I have one myself, and I mess around with it.
I dated a girl who, for some reason, was adamantly against me having a Dremel tool.
Why?
So I became single, got a Dremel.
That sounds like it was a spite buy, but all right.
It's always a spite buy.
It's worked out. A Dremel?
A Dremel?
It's a rotary tool.
Okay. Jerry's like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so for the audience, what exactly is a rotary tool?
It's a tool that spins really fast.
All right.
You can put, like, different bits and things.
Sanding
on.
Tools,
and what's a
bit? Little drills.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
We should make like a.
Yeah, I know what a drill is.
I may need some help. I need to drill into a gauntlet. I'm trying to make an infinite gauntlet. I may need something.
You can do that
I feel like Terry.
I feel like
Terry and Ryan should make like a home improvement podcast.
I don't think so, too.
That'd be amazing. Come on.
I would listen to that.
I would.
And then I would be calling 911 because one of you is going to get hurt.
Hey, Terry, I'm going to call you out, but I am going to call you out. When are you going to do Terry Talks for us?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
I made a 1 a.m. inspirational post to myself on Facebook.
I saw that.
So when I do finally crawl out of that hole, we'll talk.
Dude,
so
you can totally, like, Terry Talks on this.
All of the stuff you see, like all this, like the slat wall and stuff, and you mm-hmm. see new slat wall. I do all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
I remember
so.
You do all like the cool stuff.
I'd be safe on a home improvement show.
Okay.
So Ryan, are you up for the home improvement podcast with Terry?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
I like building stuff. Yeah.
See, Ryan's
yeah.
up for it.
I'm always down with it.
Nice. We'll call it Flip This Flop House.
It's a mixture of like this old house with flip a house
yeah.
or what is it called?
Yeah.
Flipping houses.
Right, we got like 11 minutes, 10 minutes left on our podcast. So anything you guys want to get in? No, goddammit.
Whoa.
That escalated quickly.
You guys all got quiet.
You can edit this in post.
No, this is live.
This
you can't,
actually
you
live.
Can't edit live.
My word.
Yeah. Yeah,
so what kind of contest am I winning here today?
That's the thing.
Well,
man.
We're going to do your best Conway Twitty impression.
Yeah. Actually, what do you want? Because I got that Deadpool thing to give away. Do you want a Deadpool thing?
What about
I mean,
the?
What are you doing for it?
What about the best impression of Mickey Mouse
like,
impersonating?
I didn't buy it for me. I bought it for a lucky winner.
Or did you buy for you and you're just
yep.
maybe
Mickey
you,
Mouse
maybe
impersonating?
Not ready for that.
I'm just saying.
Well, we said the best, and you're probably the only one that's gonna actually try it. So,
all right, can you like rap? Awesome
no.
rap verse in a Mickey Mouse voice. Come
I
on,
can't, I can't rap, but one, I real my Mickey Mouse is limited to oh boy.
Oh,
and I've recently incorporated Pluto.
So what can you like? Which voice can you do for like a while, and then you can sing a song?
Kinda Kermit the Frog, but I'm not trying
yes.
to do it. So.
All right, what's the song gonna be though?
I don't know.
You can take it off the mic if you want. If it's not gonna hold.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do the lounge thing.
Oh, the mic.
Remember?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can take it off, Derek. Go ahead and take it off. After breeze, after
we do have new video, so
yeah. Sorry, man. He did.
Well, Ryan said he was gonna come in here with no pants and no shirt on.
He did say that,
and I do notice that there's no sign that says no.
And you
it
let
doesn't
it down.
Say.
It's blood.
Yeah, like normal people.
I'm just saying.
Like normal businesses.
I don't know. Some of those say.
It's 2018. Mm-hmm. If you don't know that rule.
No shirt, no service.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
What about a nudist colony?
Or like the sign at Zaxby's where it's like no singing, no dancing.
Is it? It's a regular
it's a
store.
It's a lifestyle
it's
more than
up,
a.
Man.
Yeah.
I would not live in that kind of world.
What, nudist colony?
No, and remember when we were at Zaxby's and had like the no singing, no dancing.
Did you ever see Footloose?
It's just sad.
Don't go live
the
in that
greatest
town.
Movie of all time.
The movie's terrible.
Really?
Look at Terry.
Is Vandy Warren reference you didn't get?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I think he's
I made that comment
up.
During the movie.
Yeah, and I think he's following up on what Peter Parker said. So it's not the best movie yet, ever made.
It's not. The remake or the original. Like, I like Kevin Bacon, but damn, those movies are terrible.
All right, Terry, what are we doing? What are we doing, Terry?
Do Kevin Bacon.
What are we doing?
Do Terry Kevin Bacon.
Out of the stand.
You had a minute to think about it.
Now you just can put – I didn't need – hey, at least I didn't do that.
Yeah, Terry, just take it out.
Stole this from
I just turned you down, so you're not going to – if you want to nudge the table, I don't think it'll
– Yeah, nudge
fine.
It.
There you go. Here.
Nudge
that.
Oh, right. You nudged it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Smith as Kermit the Frog rapping – Rapper's Delight.
No, he turned yourself down. He turned you down.
He's turning you back up.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Smith as Kermit the Frog.
I don't know. Don't do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kermit the Frog as Terry
Smith. Ooh, that'd be good.
telling us about battleground sales. Do that. Yeah. Do that. Do Kermit as you tell us about sales in the store.
No pressure.
I can't imagine. I can't begin to do that.
I'm going
to
turn every other mic down so they're just hearing
so
me.
So it's
right
just
now.
me. I just can't do it on the spot.
Do you guys hear that? There's like nothing going on with Terry.
I can't hear that on the spot at all.
Come on, Terry.
You're killing us. We got dead air. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I know. You can't just like do it.
Do it. Do it. Do what?
Do Kermit the Frog as you, as me, as Conway Twitty. Give them the sales right now.
All
right,
we just lost like three sponsors because of that.
Did we just drop? Oh.
Battlegrounds pulled out. Battlegrounds pulled out. Sponsor.
Battlegrounds pulled out.
Wow.
Hardee's pulled out?
No!
Yeah, we finally got Hardee's and they just pulled out, man.
Oh, no.
You can't do Kermit? I mean, I don't know. I was telling somebody, I went to Adult Swim. Ha-ha. Oh,
yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, an organic change of conversation. And I went to Adult Swim and went inside. And I don't know. I tried,
like deep inside?
Yes. Yeah. Like, nice. I went fish center deep.
Oh.
So that's
what?
Wow.
You guys may not have ever been inside there, don't really know. You don't get it. But
I'm just like really impressed by what that is because I don't know what it is.
It's they do a streaming show.
Oh, cool.
And it's Fish Center Live where they've taken like a saltwater tank and they superimpose like coins of various values over this
that
tank.
Sounds like such a Terry thing. Like,
it's
already
weird, isn't it? You know, and that's what like I don't know if anybody ever I don't know if they noticed that like I could have just lived there.
All right.
You know, just went down there to visit and just never
just
left
never
the building
back
again.
Out.
Yeah, you know, I'd be.
You talking about at Adult Swim?
Yeah,
they did.
Well, no, like someone I know went to school with a lady that works there.
Okay.
So we went down there and got buzzed in, and we all, you know, got the little the Turner visitor.
Yeah.
Thing, and we all like hung out, and they gave me a whole bunch of free cool stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
What did you get? Can you give us a rundown?
I got a Rick and Morty backpack, and it's black. Nothing to, like the inside of it has the portal, you know.
Cool.
And but then on the front it just says "Get your shit together."
Nice.
So that's funny.
Dude,
and
that's
and then they gave me this weird like little like a spongy ball for the new show Monster Balls.
I think I've heard
yeah.
of it.
And
but they only gave you one.
Yeah, they only gave me one.
That's
how you guys
monster
ball, man.
You didn't
really
tell them you're a part of a 5-person podcast.
I got a really nice like commemorative plate that's got a like a little portrait that spins around it of all of the characters of the shows, the main characters of the shows like Venture Brothers, Squidbillies.
Nice.
That's
so sick.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Then they gave me a sweet coaster set.
All right, that's different.
Yeah.
I went to the launching of the Rickmobile last year.
I remember that. You told
and
me about that.
And then I got
like
a 375 scale. Rickmobile, like a Hot Wheel car.
What?
So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And that's really cool, you know, because I have like a little Rick and Morty like shrine with candles
nice.
And things, and it looks
yeah.
great.
They need to give us season 4 though.
What's that?
Do you have
they need to give us season 4.
You know, I'm not my Rick and Morty concerns are on the back burner currently because the Venture Brothers
mm-hmm.
is coming out this year, the new season.
They're in season, what, 7 now?
Season 7.
I thought they were done with that show.
They'll never be done with that show.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so. It took them 17 years to do 7 seasons.
I was bummed out when they got rid of Aqua Teen, though. That was my show.
I mean, really, like, I don't know. How long can you do a show like
forever.
That?
Forever.
Well, yeah,
Aqua Teen.
I mean, you could, but then you'd just be like, you know, I don't know.
But, like, what's kind of shitty is, like, they got rid of it, but then they still show it. It's like, the fuck is that?
Right.
You didn't want to pay them to make new ones, but
right.
you still want to show it.
But I'm walking around down there, and I'm like, oh, I mean, all this stuff's cool. Like, I'm seeing all these people's offices that you've seen in, like, the credits, and,
mm-hmm.
like, when, like, you're talking about, like, Adult Swim news articles
yeah.
that you read. You know, all these names
mm-hmm.
you see, they're on plaques outside the door, you
that's
know,
awesome.
And that's really cool. And,
yeah, definitely.
We walk around the corner, and the lady's like,
so I hear you're a fan of the Venture Brothers.
And I said, and how? You know? And
golly, wow, man.
Yeah, and like you've been upstairs. You guys have been around the store.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
you know how everything is literally
well,
just
Ryan
like
hasn't.
Floor to ceiling.
Oh, Ryan, you got to go upstairs.
Yeah, we
everything's
gotta get Ryan
like off-canter and very dangerous,
yeah.
you know. That's how these boxes were. And she was like, well, here are some original animation stills from Korea or whatever. But... and it's super cool. I got a Henchman 21. Well, at this point, it's 2-ton 21, you know. And I know the exact scene that these two stills came from. And then I got a Brock Sampson steel.
You got a Brock Sampson?
And I gave it to my friend Trevor, who works here. He's the only person who, well, and I had a beanie that had a praying mantis on it, and Jason really likes mantids. So I gave him.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him that, and then I gave Trevor the Brock Sampson steel, and those are my only two treasures I'm parting with.
Dude, that's amazing.
That is so sick.
And that was really nice of you, too.
And, like, the 21, like, one of them's, like, he's got, like an angry face and then, like, a straight pissed-off face. So, and I know the scene, and I was like, I don't know what we're going to do with these things. I was like, you should just put them on eBay. You should just let me inventory them for you, totally every one of them.
Just take them
all
back.
I have experience with that. You know, really like,
so you like, create your own position in Adult Swim? You'll be the eBay guy?
I think I'm going to try to,
I bet you they have a lot of stuff there.
Oh, man. Like, yeah. Like you'll just walk, like, you'll be walking down the hallway, and there's, like, props from The Heart She Hollers. And,
really?
That shows me.
It's just ridiculous, man. Pat like, Oswald. They have this couch, and it's super tacky, but it's just this old busted-ass couch, and it's just covered in monarch butterfly pattern.
What?
Like, that's pretty sick.
I saw the one, and I love John Glazer. I saw the delocated thing on the wall. I'm like, that's
his underwear?
Crazy. Yeah,
like, he legit wore them.
That's crazy.
Took them off, signed them, and now they're on that wall.
Dude, that's amazing. So,
do they have any stuff from the Eric Andre show up there?
I think so. I think I saw some stuff. But,
that's pretty cool.
Had a whole bunch of cut it from like, you know, they do like Adult Swim on the Green and they tour around and do like little like park events and this and that. And so they have all of those props in there.
That's pretty bad.
Like,
the lady was like, they have these little like stuffed ponies that are on like little like electric carts. And she's like, you can ride one if you want. It's like, lady, you get me on this pony, I'm never leaving.
When Ryan said that's so cool, it reminded me of Charlie Sane and Always Sunny. Oh, you're so cool, Adrian.
Speaking of Charlie, and it's Always Sunny, Matt shout outs for all my coworkers today. Cody, who works here, he's Charlie.
It's funny you say that because Ryan is our Charlie Day of the podcast. Like, because Ryan has, like...
Every group needs one.
Like, the characteristics of Ryan and Charlie are pretty simple. It's very simple.
At our Christmas party, we go get hammered. Cody starts doing work in the bathroom. Someone else had clogged the toilet in this bar's bathroom, and Cody is so naturally
he did
Charlie work.
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that his job here?
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
See, that makes it funnier.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Cody, wherever you are.
Yeah, he's not here. Somehow, I don't know how, but, like, he's got this knack for just, like, getting off work.
What? On the days you need
On the days people? I need him. I need him. Like, need personally. Him. Like, as my support.
Yeah.
You know? But,
damn it, Cody.
Right?
Cody, just come by and say what's up. What's going on? What's popping off at the Masters.
Man,
you can
never tell.
Table.
I think I'm going to get fired, though, if I don't get up and...
Yeah, I mean, this is it, though. We're calling it here. Thanks for making it on the podcast.
Thanks for letting me pirate. Terry Smith, I just took over your podcast.
It's okay. You're not going to do Terry Talks. You can do us. Podcast.
Did you say you could do us?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And then he paused.
And then I thought of what I said, so I had to like move it on to like podcast or podcast.
No, but thanks, Terry. Appreciate it, man. Always
no pressure, man.
But I guess you're gonna call
is
it.
Is this fun for you? Are you two just like? Do you like just picking on people? The two of you.
I am.
He's picking on you.
It's all unfair.
Sorry.
Fair fun.
It's all unfair.
Fair fun.
What is
going
on?
I can't even
lie.
Today? I can't lie to that.
He's more fair than a barrel of monkeys.
Jeez.
I am actually.
All right.
Hey, I'm not going to fling my poo at you. So
my lunch break's over. So.
All right, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, there's the boss.
As always.
I told you, see. He knows. He knows what's up. He knows when to start lurking around.
I know.
Yeah, look what he's
and
doing.
He kind of like half winked and smiled. That's the worst. That's bad news.
Oh, man.
Bad news.
That's the signal. Paying attention.
That's the signal.
Oh, he hates you. Me too.
Oh,
don't.
Man.
It's okay.
Jamie hates you.
Yeah, I've never had that happen to me ever. Ever, ever.
I believe it. Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah.
That was good.
Good job.
That was good.
Cool. Thanks, Terry. All right, dude.
We won.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Jamie, get your mic and say bye.
Bye.
No, get your mic.
Terry
will give you the mic because he's gone.
Yeah, get the mic.
From work.
Goodbye.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Cool shirt, by the way. Star Wars over.
I got a metal splinter.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just got a metal splinter from this thing.
Ryan.
Oh.
Do you have any tweezers?
Hey, do you have any tweezers? Or?
I do in my purse.
Wow.
That's the funny thing. I would shake your hand, but I don't want to give you any of my blood.
Ryan, if you want to go get the splinter out, just say
no blood for you.
We don't want you, like, podcasting hurt, so.
I'm not hurt. I'm just trying to get this metal splinter out. Well, see, now I feel like a jerk because I didn't shake his hand.
Yeah, right. It's okay. You have made fun of him the entire podcast, and then you don't shake his hand.
I don't want to be one of those weird people that use the other hand.
So.
You could have, like, elbow bumped him.
Fist bump him.
You could have fist bumped.
Oh, we could have fist bumped. Son of a bitch. Oh,
you lost even. The opportunity is gone now.
And you guys never come gave me back again.
Metal shard, man.
What's going on?
I don't
know. We need to
know.
Replace these, I think.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to call it here for the podcast.
Aight.
And thank you guys for tuning in. And check us out on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the cool.
And you're going to have to get used to saying this. www.epicbreeze.com. Or is it Epic Breeze Podcast? Ooh, did I mess that up?
Epic Breeze Podcast.
EpicBreezePodcast.com, because yeah. EpicBreeze.com might take you somewhere else.
Somebody have like
maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, I don't know. I don't want to Google that.
Anyway, thank you guys for checking us out. Tune in.
How long did we last?
Like an hour. Like an hour. So, yeah, we're going to wrap this up.
Most of us last an hour.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, bye, guys.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.